All right, well, this is Sunday, June 16th, and we've just seen an exciting game with Toronto Skills beating the Ottawa South United Force. This is the last manager I had to talk to this year. I've seen everybody at least once. This is Jake Dudnoth, and he's coming off a 1-0 win today, and this is the second win in a row for Skills. And so what did you think of today's game?
I think it was a bit scrappy. Both teams fighting for points at the, you know, at the bottom end of the table, so it was always going to be a challenging game. You know, but we needed to be defensively tight and try to take our chances when, you know, when we got it. You know, we had a couple chances to score and we didn't, but you know, at the end, it's a good win for us.
Yeah, well, so did they. Yeah. And so frustrating for maybe fans, and this game was being broadcast, is that a lot of the rushes were 3-6, 3-5, like five defenders back and so on. It's, I guess, like the World Cup, where there's teams will keep 11 men behind the ball, and so, well, that's the way it worked. But no, this is the second win in a row. Do you notice it like an improvement to your team? Is what's made these last 2 weeks go so well?
I think you know, we've shifted from a 3-5-2 to a more 4-3-3 formation. So we've added a little more defensive stability. We're defending the wide spaces a lot better. So teams are not creating as many chances as they were early in the season. So, you know, if we can't, we are having issues scoring, so we can't be giving up 4 or 5 goals a game.
Yeah, that's right. And so some of them are being pretty close. Yeah. Now, your Skills is always about academy and moving players along. So I got a list of 3 players that were on the academy teams that were in today's game. Mm-hmm. And then there was another 2, so I heard, that were injured in training. But there's some really young players here. But
yeah, we have a lot of good young players coming through the academy. Our second team that plays in the OSL is mostly 17 and 18-year-olds, and they've been doing well. So it's just a process we use to bring these young players through. For us, you know, that's really what we're about. I mean, our goal is within the next 2 to 3 years to have the team populated with our academy players. You know, which will reflect the style that we want to play, which is really possession-based and really emphasizing technique and skill. I think that's, you know, that's what, you know, we are looking towards. We are going to be putting them in the League One Reserve for the last half of the season, so that will be our best 16 to 19-year-olds, you know, in that league. So you know, we're excited. I mean, this is a big transition year for us as we integrate more and more into the program and into the training.
Great. And of course, Skills is always to move guys on to colleges and universities. So just nobody's name in particular, but just have you, let's say from last year's crew, if you moved like, you know, more than 5 or?
Yeah, we have about 3 or 4 players that's going on to university. We have one moving on, especially to Nipissing, a young central defender. But we're seeing more and more with the CPL now, players want to train longer and be in a program that's more structured.
Yes.
So that's the big reason why a lot of our players are actually staying in town now, going to school here, and will continue training, you know, in the 10, 11 months with us.
Okay.
And also, we also have our best 15, 16s. They spend 2 to 3 weeks every year in Germany now, just with our partners outside Frankfurt. So, you know, we are taking a team there to play against 5 academies in August. So again, we're more focused, I would say, now on a longer term program that's more structured, rather than pushing a lot of our players into university. So we're looking more to encourage them to stay here, really.
Okay.
And think about the CPL more and more as an option for them, rather than the universities.
All right. Great. Thank you. Yeah. 2 things.